Hi, I'm Thomas Cook. Welcome to Making It and what that means to me.
Making It with Thomas Cook, The Secret. For all of you listening, you have probably heard of The Secret, a best-selling phenomenon book as well as movie. And Thomas has an interesting relationship with The Secret and your involvement creatively with some of the biggest influencers of our culture. Thomas, tell us a little bit about The Secret.
Thank you, Brian. You know, I almost forgot. You had met Lee Brower this year.
Yes.
And Lee was also part of this incredible journey, the Gratitude Stone. Every one of these amazing authors inspired people through their stories, through their books. I know all of you know the Chicken Soup Soul books and Jack Canfield. You can have it all, Jack. Remember that song? You can have it all. If you believe it, you can have it all. Oh, and Dr. John Gray. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Lisa Nichols was this up-and-coming, amazing woman that was in The Secret who helps do such incredible things for kids. And I'll never forget when I first met her and asked her to be on the album. What I did was I asked everybody if they would give me the greatest quote, morning, noon, or night, that would inspire people, either in the morning, noon, or at nighttime. And all of them, I said I was going to interview everybody like on an Oprah set. After interviewing 30 or 40 people of all these authors that come together with the TLC, they all come together and talk to each other about writing their books and how they're going to inspire others and how they're going to inspire the world. They actually consciously talk about how to inspire the world together with their books and their writings, which I thought was pretty brilliant. And Nicole and I went to this conference a couple times and was able to really participate in what that meant and how they worked together to create these best-selling books. Lisa Nichols, I had gone up to and asked Lisa if she would be in it and give me a quote, and she said, I'll get back to you, Thomas. It was funny. She was the one person that took her time to get back to me and whether or not she could do it or not. If you all listen or get a chance to go on iTunes and listen to my album, The Gift of Words and Music, you'll see that Lisa Nichols gave me a quote that, to this day, all the quotes are wonderful and amazing and love them, but Lisa gave me a quote that really struck hard to my soul. She said, "No one can sing my song like me. No one can dance my dance like me. No one can speak with my rhythm, shine with my shine. No one can do me better than I can do me. So I choose to give the world the best me possible." I loved that quote. After I chose all these quotes from all these people, I had to choose the 14 that I felt that I could actually use their actual voices in a quote, and then it would cut right into a song. I did that. I did that for each and every one of these authors. I wrote them their own theme song, a song that could inspire them when they came out on stage, that tells their story or how they feel. I took their quotes to inspire other people. One of Jack Canfield's greatest quotes, he said, "If you dream it and believe it, you can have it all. You can have it all. If you believe it, you can have it all." Oh, there's so much about this book that I want to share with you because there were so many moments of learning, joy, sadness, happiness, sorrow. It was overwhelming at times too. You're actually in a room meeting some of the greatest writers of the New York Times bestselling authors and people that are truly, truly, truly in their hearts wanting to make a difference and to change the world. Lynn Twist does so much for Africa and helping third world countries and the United Nations, and the list goes on and on. And so many others as well. Marsha Martin, thank you for the introduction. And Nicole Wilde, who helped me from the very beginning on this. That Nicole was a young lady from Washington, D.C. I talked to you about, with the Women's Alliance, who also helped me with this, putting this album together called The Gift of Words Music. I brought up Amos Gell because he was a producer, an Emmy Award-winning producer, and I said, Amos, the last thing I want to do in my music career is I want to do a music video, and I want it to be the last thing I do to kind of say goodbye to my showbiz life. I was able to get in touch with some wonderful folks that work with all the high school choirs, America Sings, from all over the United States, and they come into Washington each year to sing and do a concert. America Sings is this great group. If you get a chance, look them up. And I was sending this video to all of the television shows, Good Morning shows, and everyone else. And I asked them if they would help me record the song on the Mall, in front of the White House and the Washington Mall with a Capitol in the background. And there were over 10,000 kids that were from all over the high school choirs. And they sang this song with me on a music video, which is on my YouTube channel, which I'll be getting to you later. And this song is so sweet to see so many kids singing those words that I was able to put to music. And Marvin Goldstein on the piano and the arranger, he was such an amazing gift and talent to this as well. I would sing the songs, make them up in my head, and Marvin would put them down on paper and actually put the notes on the sheet, because I don't read music. Never took a music lesson in my life. I've played the piano ever since I was a child, have no idea how to read music. So music would come to me in my head. I would sing it on a tape recorder. I'd write songs, and then I would give them to Marvin, and he would put the actual notes down on the paper. That was something I haven't shared with a lot of people, but for me, writing music is in my head, and it comes out of my heart. So sing my song on that music video. I feel really, again, going back to that place of, did I do something today or did something happen to me today? That was a good moment. Sing my song in the video as these amazing kids. And the greatest line is, so I choose to give the world the best me possible. That's a great quote. That secret and the book was a secret that allowed me to open a door and at the end of my music business, close that door and move on to the next journey. And for me, the next journey was look at leaving Susan Davis, opening my own company and doing PR and getting clients and starting your own business. Boy, it's not easy. And I'm sure all of you out there know this. Whoever has tried to open their own business or start their own business or to do it independently, it can be really tough. You don't realize it when you're living at that moment. But when you go to an office and you have secretaries and assistants and interns and somebody's paying the light bill and the phone bill and the insurance and health insurance, you don't take all that in consideration. All of a sudden, you're on your own. And that's a big piece of pie to cut up. Those next couple of years were something that I learned a lot from, and having different clients and different experiences. One of my first episodes, I talked about meeting a friend. His name was Steve Hoffman. I'd met him in New York City when I was working at Tavern on the Green. Strange story, folks, but that phone call came back again, and Steve said, hey, Thomas, it's Steve Hoffman. How you doing? I said, Steve, it's been a while. I'm doing great. He said, Thomas, over the last couple of years, I've been working on coming up with a treatment to change the world of cancer. And he says, I know that you work in Washington, D.C., and I know you worked with the Secretary of Health at that time was Tommy Thompson. And I did work with the governor. He was the longest running governor of Wisconsin, Tommy Thompson, who then became the Secretary of Health for President Bush. And we did some great stuff with him with Susan Davis, including organ transplant and some other great things. And I really formed a great friendship and relationship with Tommy. He was an amazing mentor, a good man, treated everybody with kindness. I can see why now he was the longest running governor of Wisconsin. Just a heart and soul, and gave 100% to everybody. Made you feel that you were important. And that was a gift that I learned from him and Susan and many others. But it reminded me to be appreciative to that. Steve had called me to say he's working on this new system for cancer, new research, and wanted to talk to me about it. Just at that time, I had left Susan Davis to start my own company. At that time also, I had just bought a house with my best friend, her name is Catherine, and Catherine and I met because, wait to hear this, people. I was standing at a bar, and I was waiting to get a drink, and this girl said, looked behind her and said, "What are you drinking?" And I told her what I was drinking. I was with my friend Max. Max was my intern, one of my interns at Susan Davis. That's what we have to talk about, the interns. Don't let me forget, folks. Those are great stories. So Max was my intern at Susan Davis, one of them, and Max met us there. And Catherine got a drink for me and for Max and his friend, and I offered to give her money, and she said, "Pay it forward." You don't understand those words. Pay it forward. Two nights before, there was a movie called Pay It Forward. Oh my God, people. I saw that movie. It changed my life forever. I will never, ever forget that movie because it struck right to my heart and soul of how we have to pay it forward every day in our life. And that goes back to my car accident that I talked about in the first chapters. So, pay it forward. I said, "What is your name?" She said, "Catherine." I said, "Catherine, nice to meet you. What a pleasure." I'll never forget. That was the moment we met. We became friends. Catherine's an ER doctor. Saves lives, saves people. Great soul. Believe it or not, we ended up buying a house together. And we are actually the real Will and Grace story. I won't tell you which one's Will and which one's Grace. Just kidding you folks. But she actually was and is my greatest friend. We have this amazing brownstone in Washington, D.C. And we have such a fun life. It's been an amazing journey. And Catherine also was extremely supportive that when I started my own company to branch out and to dream, believe, achieve. Just so you know, those three words I came up with, one more credit, but at Susan Davis, we were working on the National Guard for Youth campaign, and they had spent thousands and thousands of dollars for advertising and PR, and they were looking for a way to recruit young people with the National Guard, and they just didn't have an idea, and they were spending a lot of time saying words. And you know, I'm sure you all know this, but words sometimes can get boring. Like me, if I talk too much. So you can turn the radio off, TV off, close the book, come back to me a few minutes later. So they wanted a new campaign. And after they all got done talking, they looked at me and said, "What do you think, Thomas?" I said, "Keep it simple, keep it short, keep it sweet. And I think the entire campaign should be called Dream, Believe, Achieve, the National Guard Youth Foundation." And so it was set in stone. And that's what it was called. Guess what? There's more to come. And I have to tell you, when you find out who some of my interns are, what they've become, it will blow your mind.
You make me laugh, you make me cry, you make me feel like I went to heaven and I died. Laughter in your life fills your heart and soul. You make me laugh, you make me cry, you make me feel like I went to heaven and I died. Laughter in your life fills your heart and soul.
If you enjoyed that song and would like to support Thomas Cook's music and ongoing podcast, please visit iTunes, where you can purchase Thomas's album, The Gift of Words and Music. For more information and to book Thomas as a speaker at your next event, please visit thomascookdc.com.